Well, welcome to the lives of Holly and Joni.
Oh, I was doing soap opera and you were doing like true crime.
That's right.
I don't know how I feel about it. Okay, it's fine.
All right.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 86 of Designer Cornbread. How's everybody doing? I hope you're all doing great. How are you, Joni B?
I'm fine. So fine.
Yes. That is good. We had no technical difficulties getting on today. We just wanted to let you all know that. We're very proud of ourselves.
I feel very special.
We are very special.
I am special.
Yeah, gold star to us. Anyway.
Yeah,
this is
going
to be a fun one. What do we got to talk about? We just got to get caught up because, you know, we just wait to talk to each other pretty much. Well, we do text. We text quite a bit.
Yes.
Things that we can't
really share. Welcome to the lives of Holly and Joni.
Oh, I was doing soap opera and you were doing like true crime.
That's right.
I don't know how I feel about it. Okay. It's fine.
All right. Well, I will say, you know, my time at school is I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
You see that light?
I'm not
is it a train?
Say that I'm at the end. It may be a train.
Could be the train coming. Fire in the hole. Okay. Carry on.
So no, I have one event this weekend that we have to cook for.
Okay. What is that event? Is it anything fun?
A lady. I can't say much because it's a surprise, I believe. Is having a birthday party, and her husband has contacted us to host it, or to cook for it. I said, I can't. I've already got obligations because I kind of got a derby party to go to. It is Saturday. So I just said, we can't serve, but I may have some students who could. And it went, though, from 50 people and needing a few casseroles to 75 people to 95 people. And now I am somehow grilling on Saturday before the derby party.
Johnny,
I don't know.
Let me tell you what, I don't even know 50 people that I would have it. Like I couldn't even come up with a list of 50. Honest to goodness, I promise you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's impressive. No. Well, that is going to be, a lot of fun for her. So
yeah. And then we're shutting the kitchen down at school. And the only thing that I have is Caleb graduates Mississippi State on the 10th. And so I'm having a party for him on the 11th, which you are coming.
I am.
And helping me.
I'm super excited. Should I share with people the text thread that your son?
Sure. Because you never know.
Yeah. So the other day, I was planning on coming down for to help out with the party and whatnot. And I didn't know, when graduation, you never know. Usually they give them like two tickets,
Right.
Tickets can be hard. But anyway, so I get this text from Caleb the other day. He says, I don't know what y'all's plans are, but if you and Tim want to sit through a boring graduation ceremony, I'll have some extra tickets. And so I said, when is it? Because I wasn't sure the date. And he said, May 10th, 3:30. He said, it's going to be pretty boring. I said, not if I'm there. I'm coming, but Uncle Tim has to be boring and make the money. And then he says, I might have to sneak some fireball shots under my gown.
Y'all, wait, let me just tell this story.
Lord.
Listen. He does love Jesus. Let's preface that. But
he does. And he's a fine, he's interviewing. Maybe we should. He's a fine young man and he is responsible.
But he's going to sneak some fireball.
Let's be honest, graduation ceremonies are long and boring. He's not wrong. Carry on.
So listen, graduation from high school, I was his senior sponsor and I get to call out. I mean, y'all, that's so special. I get to go up there and I get to call out his name. Mm. And I got to do it with him and with John Garrett. And it's just, I realize that not everybody gets that moment. And that's a bonus of being a high school teacher. And it's a treasure. But I get to sit by him on the field through the whole graduation. And I'm sitting there. You know, it's a very solemn service. And I have to, and I talk to my kids.
And you have to be respectable.
We're in... You know, we're in the country in the South. So I've got so many kids who are like, why do we have to dress? Why do I have to wear a dress? Why do I have to wear dress shoes?
To their graduation. They don't even, the times have changed, y'all. They don't even want to wear that stuff now.
And so I have to explain look, this is, I'm pretty laid back, but this is where I'll stand my ground and say, look, this is a big ceremony. And for some of you, this is the last applause that you will ever get in your life.
Oh, shoot. You really go hard.
I mean, I do. I'm like,
yeah, losers. Look.
I mean, really, how many times are you applauded?
It's true.
I didn't think about that. And, I'm like, there are times that are for being laid back.
Of course.
But there are times that are for respect and dressing up and putting out the best achievements
that you and your classmates have done, whether you are first in the class, last in the class, middle, if you made it, it's a big deal and it will only happen once. So that's exactly right.
So we talk about that. So I'm real big on that. And I give this speech to my students in my classroom. Well, I am sitting there by this fool and I hear this.
Her son.
Yes, my son, okay. My son. And I hear this, and I'm thinking, what in the world? And I look over at him. He has hiked up his gown and duct taped to his pant leg is a Ziploc bag full of chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. He is pulling out chicken nuggets at his graduation.
He had to have some nuggies.
And he is chowing down.
Were they Wendy's? Were they spicy nugs?
Yes. No, they were. They were and then from behind us, I hear, Caleb. And he kind of looks over his shoulder and they're like, chunk me one. Then all of a sudden chicken nuggets start flying and I'm sitting there going, this is my son.
So much for the solemn,
serious ceremony.
Celebrating. Yes.
My child is chunking chicken nuggets to his friends.
Little nugs. I can't even, I don't know what I would have done if I'd looked over and seen that bag.
And at the same time, I thought, okay, this is kind of hilarious.
It's just only your children. That's all I'm going to say about it. And it was your child. No one else was acting a fool.
Nope.
Just your child.
Just my child.
So all of that is to say, I'm not going to miss college graduation when invited. I'm planning to come. I'm going to get my libations ready and come on.
And some duct tape.
And you don't know what I might have on. You don't know.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Just glad to be included.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And then we're going to have a party for him on the 11th. And I talked to Wes the Pest, and he's going to make his ribs for Caleb.
Is he
going to
do ribs?
He's going to do ribs. Yeah.
Tim is missing it. He's going to be mad.
I cashed in my chips. I just went and I said, okay. Because, end of the school year, we're all like, and I came in, I said, May the 10th, what you got? He was like, a lot. I said, I need a favor. He went, I said, well, I need you to grill ribs. He said, what? And so anyway, I told him what it was for. And Caleb, and I will say, I probably wouldn't have asked, but every rib that Caleb ever has, he'll say, well, it's good, but it's not as good as Wes's.
There you go. So it's his own fault for making such good ribs.
I know.
And if you all want to go back and listen way back, I think it was episode 5. You guys, I'm pretty sure
one of our beginning episodes.
I think it was episode 5. And then we replayed it sometime later, but episode 5 is our interview with, Joni's principal, Wes the Pest. And we talk about the ribs and all that. So go back and take a listen if you want to hear more details, but they are good. I am fired up. Tim is really gonna, he's missing it, but I think it's funny because I'm going to be gone during Mother's Day. I'm like, see ya. I'm going to be with you.
We'll have Mother's Day here.
I'm super excited. I'm not even going to lie.
I promise you, if they can get my pool done, I am still in limbo. Y'all, here's the thing. Does anybody have a pool guy who shows up? Because you could make some money.
Yeah.
If you would just show up when you say you're going to show up.
That's anyway. I hear that that's a thing. So someone could start up another little business down there. And
yeah.
He will. And even if he does, you know what? You know what I want for Mother's Day? Just what? To do nothing.
Okay.
We're just going to chill.
Now, okay.
What do I got to do now?
You don't have to do anything, but I have to work the nursery that Sunday. And I would swap with somebody, but it's Mother's Day.
No, you don't have little kids.
I don't have littles.
Yeah.
So I feel a little obligation.
You're very kind. I'll just sit. I'll float in the pool and sit and wait for you.
In the swamp.
Or not. Or I'll just chill and have coffee. Don't even worry about me. Okay. But yeah, I realized that when I was looking at the calendar, I'm like, oh.
It's that, and then it's your birthday too.
I know. I may stay for my.
You need to stay for your birthday. We're gonna have double celebration.
You guys, this is the time of life that you're just like, what? I can do what I want.
That's right.
We'll see. Right. We'll see. But I definitely, yeah. So we're gonna have a. We're gonna have a good time.
Have a chocolate cheesecake for your birthday. So.
Oh.
So.
What?
I know.
Oh my goodness, y'all! It's just too much. Anyway. May is coming, and it's gonna just be. Fantastic. The weather is going to get fantastic. And we're just, it's the start of travel time. So this is when
it is.
We started going. Speaking of Mississippi State, I have, you know, I've not been paying super close attention to the baseball, but I see all the highlights. I follow them on the gram and all that. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what, those boys, they be playing good. And I saw some highlights.
Back. I hope.
Thank
we're
goodness
back.
At Vandy. Yeah. Thank goodness they shut that whistler right on up.
And all of a sudden, all that whistling just stopped. Yeah, but I would say that was one of my favorite memes when we beat them in
Omaha.
The World Series in Omaha. Yep. We beat Vanderbilt. And I don't know if you're not familiar with Vanderbilt baseball. You know, they've got these whistlers. And I know people.
It's a fan. It's like a fan. It's not a player. It's somebody.
Yeah. No.
Up in the
no.
Stands.
It's just two men, I think, and they just whistle
like loud, finger in the mouth, like loud.
And it's
like you're watching it on TV.
Yeah.
And you can hear. It drives me crazy to even watch it on TV because it's so loud. If I was sitting anywhere near them, I would be.
It was miserable.
Literally insane.
Yeah. It was miserable.
That is not to say again. The Vandy boys, man, let me tell you what. I mean, they have their baseball program. They have a great baseball program. They're very, very good. But you know why they lost?
Because the Whistlers?
No. Did you see their uniforms?
I did.
What? You know that you know that poop poster that you put up?
Wait, it was a tribute to the troops.
I don't.
I know.
They were just brown. They were just, sorry, y'all, she almost choked.
Okay. They were
the worst color, just brown. And guys, listen.
Wait, before you go to your color commentary, let me finish my, but we went to Omaha and we beat Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden this meme came out with Forrest Gump.
It was so good.
It says, and all of a sudden, all that whistling just stopped. It was so great.
It was a great meme. Great. It really was one of the classics of all time. It did make us happy, but
all right. So the color of the
you guys, it's been a while since we've talked, but I've turned it off. The clips I was seeing of it, and I'm like, Mississippi State's uniforms are sharp. They are on fire. Yeah. They always look great. They have the greatest uniforms. The shirts, that beautiful maroon, they just look good and fresh and crisp. And then you had the.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Do you remember those little plastic army men? You know, they were all
the brown ones,
the brown ones, not the green ones. It was the brown ones.
It was the brown. And it just, I understand, do the troops. I, of course, am all for that. But do we have to look like piles of dirt?
They could have gone with green or they could have gone
something
with,
and the thing is, when you're playing a sport, I know. This is Holly. This is just what I do. You guys, you know this. It doesn't look crisp. It doesn't look like they just were you couldn't hardly see. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. It just is not good, guys. We need to find a better way to support and show our honor the troops besides looking like a piece of poop. I don't think that honors them. I don't know. Do some kind of cool like lettering or I don't know, just something even if it keeps your school's like kind of colors, whatever.
I think the batting helmet too, I think said it. I mean, it just was, it reminded me of the army men, the little plastic.
You're right. That's probably what they were going for. And if they were all together, but just when you're on a field, it just doesn't anyway. Yeah. I know I'm being very shallow and it's very trivial, but wow. That's why they lost. Anyway.
Well, I went to, my little pseudo niece, she's not blood, but her mother and I are good friends. And so
that counts.
She, Ashlyn, just turned 16.
Ashlyn?
Yes, Ashlyn, Ashlyn. She just turned 16.
Sweet.
And they had just, you know, family over for dinner, which I was honored that I got to be part of the family there. But when I turned 16, my dad bought me this little jeweled cross that I still wear to this day.
Aww.
And just with a note, no explanation, that said, remember whose you are. And I will tell you that just holding that cross in my hand and remembering I am his has gotten me through so many just difficult decisions and difficult times.
It probably kept you out of some trouble back in the day.
It kept me out of some trouble.
She felt that necklace and went.
Yeah. You know, but it was just such a one-line thing. So I did that for Ashlyn. I wrote her a little note and I wore my necklace and gave her a little cross necklace and had emeralds in it. And
that's so sweet. Oh, I love it.
You know, I just said when I turned 16, my daddy gave me this cross. Anyway, but it's just such a, I just thought such a wisdom in that. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a 16-year-old coming up, I buy him a jeweled cross. I don't know.
Well, but it's special. It's so special. And it's a very special, obviously, birthday, but then I have to have something that is very precious like that, that she'll take care of and hold on to and remember. Yeah. Like you said, she'll never not remember that.
Right. It's a tangible, you know, remember this, remember whose you are. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, anytime I touch it, that's what goes through my head.
Mm-hmm.
Remember whose you are. I am his, you know, so it was a good time. And, you know, they're so great. I love going out to the Ash Farm.
That's right.
Circle A Ranch. And it's out in the community of Burnt Church, which I love.
Which is the best name of a town in all time. Yeah. Burnt Church. Because you know just some church. Stuff goes down. You know some stuff is going down out in Burnt Church. And that was even before Paige moved out there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
She's just adding to it.
Oh, and I love this. They talk about, you know, their family, everybody, you know, grew up. You just stay out there. But the cousins were talking one day that they lived on, you didn't build down in the valley. You built up on the hill.
Right.
And
easier
on
to
the
defend.
Hills.
Easier to defend yourself.
So the cousins would all come out after dinner and just yell across the holler at each other. And they would start playing their fiddles and guitars and they'd have on. Can you imagine back in the day, all that music filtering through the hills and, you know, of course, the acoustics through there. And
just the echoing and the strains of just hearing it all across the holler. They were hollering across the holler. I love that. When you think of, at least when I think of the Smoky Mountains, the mountains of Tennessee, the Blue Ridge, and then the Ozark, the deep Ozark area over here near where I live, and they're not the biggest mountains, but they old. And I follow an account actually called Ozarks Alive, and it's this gal. I think her name is Caitlin, and she's youngish, but she's grown up in the Missouri Ozarks, and she has this whole dedication. She's I believe she's a journalist, but anyway, she posts and writes about just the things of the Ozarks, the old places and the old stories and the people, and how every week on Friday there was a jamboree at this at this person's house. You just came out, you brought something to eat, you brought, you know, people played music, and like the tradition of that in these older mountains and hills, the, you know, the hillbillies and the, you know, you can just hear, I think of more than I think of, like, you know, you've got the Rocky Mountains and the higher, more dramatic mountains, which are, you know, so spectacular. But these, the Ozarks and the Appalachians and the Smokies, it's like they're just steeped in music and stories.
Family.
I mean,
it's just, and families.
Yeah. You know, they were very populated for longer than, you know, a lot of the places out west, just because it was newer out there. But I just, I love that. I love how that story of them all just hollering across the holler and playing their playing their fiddles, and that's awesome. That's awesome. What a good time. Happy birthday, Ashley.
Yeah. And she got to live large for her birthday. She got a trip to Europe for her birthday.
And does Paige want to adopt me?
I know. I'm
production.
I keep begging. I keep, you know, maybe older than you, Paige. But
we can,
we can be twins.
We look alike. Like Danny DeVito and
but she had to, she got to have a very unique experience in that on Easter Sunday, she got to have communion in Westminster.
Did she mess it up like the Broyles family does when we go to new churches? Because we would have jacked it up.
I think they, I think
did
they got
do
through.
Okay?
I think they did okay. That's another story. Go back through our podcast. The Broyles had some trouble with communion.
It's hard when you go to other churches. You're not familiar. Y'all know what I'm saying. Here you are. Well, that, that's amazing. Wow. That would be a fantastic experience for sure.
So, and then listen, we had a homecoming at our church Sunday. Do y'all have homecomings?
No, what is that?
Church?
Is that dead people?
Here you go. No.
Okay.
Here you go. This is some of your rich, you know, Tennessee, Appalachia, you know,
all right,
Tennessee Hills thing. We have a homecoming where it's just a day set off that you, if you grew up in that church or, you know,
yes.
Or maybe you've gone to that church, but you just
haven't been
for a while.
It's like a reunion. Okay.
Yeah. So everybody comes for homecoming. We had a meal on the grounds, meal afterwards. And it was, we had, gosh, I think we had about 250 people there. And I mean, it's just a small, you know,
that's a lot of
church,
people
community.
For that little church.
And, but listen, these little girls have stolen Ron Chang's heart. I mean, they are, you know, they're like 3 and 4, they're preschool. And I think Hattie Jo may actually be in kindergarten or first grade by now. But I mean, they, Ron Chang's heart grows three times every
three
time.
Three times.
Around.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah.
And we went to one of their T-ball games Friday night, and Hattie Jo, it was Lainey was playing ball. And anyway, we went, we're cheering for her, and she runs by and she just blows kisses. It was so cute.
Aww.
T-ball, little T-ball. And Hattie Jo, sorry, after the game, Lainey came running up, and Hattie Jo said, "Lainey, look, Mr. Ron is here." Because I'm just like chopped liver. But Mr. Ron is here. And listen, that little girl came running up and she jumped in his arms.
Oh,
and
word.
Okay. He's
That's
done.
It. That's it. What are you going to do if you ever, if he has grandbaby girls?
Spoiled, Ron. But listen, so Sunday, I had to stay because I'm on the committee, of course, that has to clean up and all that. Mm-hmm. So Ron was leaving and he walked out the back door and Lainey is sitting there, you know, just with her little face pressed up against the door, the glass door. And her dad says, Lainey, don't you go out that door. And she went, but he said, Lainey, do not go out that door. He didn't know what was going on. And I knew she was watching Ron leave. And she went, but and he said, you're not going outside. She took off running and she ran to her mama and she is sobbing. This child is sobbing. And she said, Lainey, what is wrong? And she said, Mr. Ron left me. Ron left me. He was supposed to leave me. He left me. I mean, she was, I got back, when I was leaving, I got in the car. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I called him. He was like, what? What did I do now?
Mm-hmm. But I do now. Yeah. What's new?
I told him. He said, oh, don't tell me that. Oh. I said, you know, that's sweet. He said, it is, but I don't want her to cry.
No, I don't want her to have a total come apart.
She watched him all the way to his truck. He's a sucker.
Well, that is precious. I mean, you know, I feel like it's just he's on the wavelength, you know, he just gets it. He gets with that little girl. He's on that kindergarten. Sorry, Brian.
He is.
Yeah. He gets it. He gets them. Oh my gosh. That is so precious. I love that. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, Tim was out of town for a few days last week. And then by the time he came back, nothing big had happened, but one of the things that I think I've decided to go gray.
I did that and you told me my hair was too dark and to go get it colored.
Okay. We are talking about me right now. And okay. And yes, you were. I did.
I just looked at my hair and I thought.
You did.
You can't really tell a difference.
All I said to you was, are you doing something different?
And I said, I'm just letting my gray come out.
Because it wasn't as blonde. It wasn't as, mm-hmm. What did I?
You said.
Don't do that.
You did. You said, it's too dark. You need to go get colored.
It wasn't dark. It was, okay.
I like it a little lighter. That's why I like it a little lighter.
I don't remember exactly all of that. Listen, you're blonde and curly, so it's like a different, I don't know. I think I just asked you what you did different because I said, are you coloring your hair? Are you doing a different color?
No, you told me to go get it colored.
Gosh, well, I might have.
Go get it lightened.
I might have said warm it up a little bit. But I don't know. Anyway, back to me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna embrace my gray. Look at my stripe right mm-hmm. there, first of all. And that's bare. I mean, look at that, Joni. Uh-huh. It is, and it's sort of shining.
Yeah.
It shines.
See, it's a pretty, pretty silver.
I think so.
See? Yeah.
And I dye my, for people that can't see or don't have any idea, like my hair is a really dark brown. I grew up dark brown hair, so I've dyed it dark, pretty nice, cool brown. I don't like warm anyway. No one cares.
She's kind of looking skunky right now.
I'm a big reverse skunk at the moment. Are skunks white? No, it's a skunk. They do have white. Isn't it a white stripe?
Yes.
I get this real, because it's right on your part. Of course, you can see it. Mm-hmm. So it's just a disaster. So I was like, and it's easy. I color it at home. It's really, I'm good at it. It's easy. It's one color. I don't highlight. I don't do all that stuff. So it's not like it's a big expense or, you know, anything. I do have to do it more often now, though. I will say I'm like every 3 weeks.
So are you going to dye it like gray?
Okay. So I went to my hair gal. I went to Jenna. Shout out Jenna. And I've been growing it out. So it's longer. I should just cut it. So it's shaped back up, but it's a short bob anyway. And I was like, I'm not going to cut. I won't color it till after it's cut, whatever. No big deal. And then I was got to thinking and I got on the YouTube and I'm like, what if I've thought about it, but I haven't been ready and I'm going to do it. Because she's going to help me.
Okay.
So we're going to see. And of course I'm doing this all like before the wedding. So there's no telling what in November, there's no telling. I can't guarantee, but if I don't like it, I can just color it back. You know what I mean? Or I could do a temporary or whatever. I'm not, it's not let's be honest. The wedding is not about me. No one cares. I can just put a hat on my head and be done. Anyway, so I watched a bunch of videos because the thing is always the transition. You're like, and I have dark, like my hair is colored dark and I like it, but, and then that's real silvery.
Yeah.
Like salt and peppery, silvery kind of color, not white. So, you know, who knows what it's going to do, but I'm like, I just can't have that line just growing down my head. Like, some people do it and it's really, but like, I don't know what that's like. So I looked on the YouTube and, you know, there's all kinds of videos and there's crazy ones too, of people like doing this whole one day transformation craziness for like, you know, $1,200.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I talked to Jenna and said, here's what I'm thinking and what are my options? So she laid out some options and there's a bunch of stuff you can do to help that transition.
The transition.
And yeah. So I'm like, as long as I'm like, okay, we can do. So I've got an appointment the end of this month after this couple weeks of traveling and stuff. She's like, come back in and we'll do a strand test to see how your hair will lighten. I know. Here's how I'm freaking out. Y'all, I've had dark hair my whole life. I don't know. Anyway, but just to see where the hair is at, like how it will, because basically, she's like, we can use actually like low lights and highlight, you know, to get that transition to break up that line. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I don't know exactly what it means. I wouldn't mind. I'll tell you what I told her. I'm like, I wouldn't mind like a nice, like a lightened piece right here, right away at the front.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a nice Cruella stripe kind of situation in the front.
Cruella.
I think I could rock that. Don't you think? Like, even as it's
going
dark.
You can rock Cruella. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can rock Cruella.
How dare you? But you all know what I mean. Like that big, yes, I think they're called money pieces. I don't know what it is, but just that nice, like a swoop there. So if we kind of light, anyway, I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll report back. That's a few weeks away. And I don't know how much she'll get done that. I mean, she's going to do the strand test to see what it is. And then we're going to go in with, either she's going to put that foil up in my hair. I've never had any of that done.
So here's what I'm going to put out there to our listeners. If you have gone through this transition.
Oh, yeah.
Send us pictures.
Oh, yeah. And we won't share them unless you tell us we can. But we just would be want to see.
Just to see. Yes. Because I do. I have very, I mean, you have that very, I can see through the camera here.
Yeah.
A very silvery, pretty gray. And mine is really silvery gray. So
I wonder if you, I mean, I think that's the thing with your hair being the blonde, it still feels.
It's not a huge change.
It's not a huge change.
You can't really see unless, you know, I'm like, pull my
hair. The only thing I could see that maybe you would do if you wanted is if, as you let it go, it's, but go in and instead of doing blonde, but like whiting out highlights that are white, like adding silver
to it,
white, lighter highlights that are not blonde, but that are just like that lighter as you go, because it's just, if it loses dimension and it just kind of turns too ashy.
Right.
But not, it's pretty. You could really, I don't know. You could try that. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. So,
well, listen, I posted this meme the other day on Facebook that is these three old women talking. And it says, some people try to turn back their odometers. Not me. I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way. And some of those roads weren't paved.
It's been a long road.
Long journey, y'all.
I liked the meme you sent. I almost sent this meme to you that you sent to me that said, I don't know how to put on lashes, but I can make gravy from scratch or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, and that's true. I can too. Lord knows I've tried to do the lashes.
Well, you know, I have not. But I can make some gravy.
I can make some gravy. I can do that. But I have tried with the lashes. But I don't know. So we'll see. But that's all I have on that.
Today I taught my students what giblets were.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. We talked about meats today. And I talked about giblets. And they were all pretty grossed out.
Yeah, because they're gross, but, you know, whatever.
Except one girl, Kaylee. Kaylee lives down in Walnut Grove.
She knew about the giblets.
She did. Yeah. They raise pigs. They have a pig farm. Mm-hmm. And she said, hey, I castrated a pig yesterday.
Oh, and, my. Don't mess with her.
And then everybody is like, I looked at the guys in the classroom. I said,
don't mess.
Y'all might want to be really nice to Kaylee.
That's right. She's like, going to be fine.
Yeah.
She can hold her own. She's going to be just fine. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
She's the one that one day Wes got on my nerves. I don't know if I've told this. He was like giving me last minute things, you know, and things, they just magically happen. And he walked out the door. And I looked at my kids and I said, you know, one day Coach Wes is going to turn up missing. And every one of you were going to go, I know what happened. Miss Shank snapped. Mm-hmm. She snapped. Mm-hmm. And I said, y'all just keep your mouth shut. And mm-hmm. Kaylee said, hey, Miss Shank, I can help you hide the body. I've got pigs. I went,
I've got pigs.
Okay.
That's so frightening.
Kaylee, you've got a very dark side.
Kaylee.
She said, well, it's true. She's the only thing they won't get rid of is the teeth and the hair, and you just stick those in some battery acid.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I am on an episode of Criminal Minds here. Ooh. I don't know what's going on.
I have seen episodes like that, and it's not good. Listen, y'all better be nice. That's for sure. Goodness sakes. Well, speaking, so I really don't have much else to talk about, but I was thinking, do you have any suggestions or can we come up with suggestions for people for like graduation presents? You know, I don't know if there's anything that's kind of popular where you are for guys or gals, like what are people, I feel like I'm a little out of the loop and I do have a couple I need to get. I mean, money's always great. I mean, they always want money. There's
gift cards and things
seriously,
like that. I mean,
you can't go wrong.
No, Amazon, I mean, really, because that way, I mean, they can buy their own towels. I would say if you were going to do something, though, do something monogrammed,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of them will go and take that money and they may go buy, you know, towels or mm-hmm. they may go buy whatever, but they're not going to buy, they're not going to have their monogram mm-hmm. put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that. Yeah. You know, note cards were always a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
We always got
note cards. I think that's still a thing. I think for, at least for even even guys, like my kids always got, grandma gave them note cards for Christmas with their names on them.
Yeah, and you know
they don't have them, they don't use them.
You still need to write thank you notes. You mm-hmm. need to do all that. And look, you can go on Amazon and order them. I mean, it's mm-hmm. so easy to do.
Yeah, we used to have to go to the stationery place and do all the whole, you know.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good.
And if get your embalming, you know, little thing.
And get them
not
the
embalming,
ones,
but what is
embalming?
It?
Embalming. Oh my gosh.
Embalming. What's my word?
Embossing.
Embossing.
Go get embalmed.
We're talking about
the pigs.
Pigs.
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry. This was supposed to be happy springtime.
It is happy springtime.
Oh,
just
true,
go get your embalmed notes.
Get some embalming notes and then write. Oh, and it's only Monday. We're recording on Monday, so there's no telling what's going to happen by the end of this week.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that is still good. And the note card is good. I think also for like, and this kind of goes along with your monogramming. I always think, guys or girls, I think you could, you know, do cuter, but some kind of, bathroom or travel, you know, travel kits, that, you know, that you travel with for your toiletries or you know, depending on their dorm or not, whatever situation,
plastic bins. I've got you an idea. We've talked about this on here before.
Okay.
The Hulkin bag.
Oh,
that's a great look when you've got to carry all that stuff up to your dorm room or you're going, you know, to the grocery and you're carrying all that stuff back.
Even
and
for laundry, to be honest, you could put your laundry bag in there or your laundry and you could do that. Yeah, those Hulkin bags.
I will tell you, I'm keeping mine. JB gave me one for Christmas.
Oh, did he really?
He did, yes. And I keep it at school and I roll it because I'm carrying in groceries for 30 people, you know.
Yep.
And instead of making so many trips back and forth to my car, I load all that stuff up in the Hulkin bag and roll it in.
Did you get the large or the medium?
Yes. Yeah, you got the large.
The big, I have a big one, and then I have the smaller one. And no, that big one will hold a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
very
have beautiful colors.
They really do. What color did you get?
He got the reddish. It looks maroon, Mississippi State, you know,
really
for
pretty.
The tailgate.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's perfect for tailgate. Yeah. It's perfect for everywhere I go. These are the Hulkin, Hulken.
Mm-hmm.
And their Instagram ads are everywhere. And I've done it as a favorite before, but you can go look them up. They have they're just very well made. If you live in any kind of urban, like where you're schlepping on a subway or you're doing anything, they would be amazing. I can't remember where I was going with this. The colors. I think I was going to think about
They have pink now.
They do.
And they have
metallic.
Red. Yeah,
they have a rose gold.
Yes.
They have, you know, there's a couple different sizes. There's the big, which I think is just the large, and then the medium.
Listen, the navy blue is
so gorgeous.
Yes.
I have black, of course, but that navy blue is a new color. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I get comments on it every time I take it anywhere.
Yes.
I use it a lot for, I take it to, I've got really in the medium sizes right here. I have all my supplies for my vintage booth. So I've got my little container and my cleaners and my tags and my, you know, just stuff that I need to just go up and process and do stuff up there. So it kind of stays in it. But I empty that out real quickly and I use it for when I get groceries for my mother-in-law, for Susan, because I can just pile her little, the bags in there and I go up the elevator and I roll it down the hall. And everywhere I go, people are like, oh my gosh, look at that bag. I'm like, I know.
It's fantastic, y'all. But I mean, John Garrett lived, what, on the fifth or sixth floor of his dorm? You know, I mean, he had to take the elevator up. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got that one bag and you can load it up, you're not making multiple trips up and down and back.
And the IKEA blue bags are great, but they don't roll. This thing rolls and it's sturdy. It's a very thick, almost like a... I don't know what you call that material, but it's got handles that you can pull. Yeah. And this one actually has a zipper lid that you can close the lid.
Too.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know if my other one does, but anyway, not a sponsor, but should be, cause they're good for everything. An older person in your life, like I say, a parent or a mother or an older person who lives, they can just pile their little stuff in there, you know, roll their little bag around. So there you go. That is a good, and you know what? You could get that monogrammed if you took it somewhere.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to take it somewhere probably, but I bet you could get that monogram too. And that
or you make it even get, you know, how they have those little, vinyl letters that they cut out where you could, you know, somebody, we have one of those at school. They may could, you know, do something like that.
Absolutely. So look at that. That is a good, okay, well, look at us having thoughts. okay. Are you finished? Is there anything else we need to really discuss? Is there any earth-shattering information that we don't know? Any more natural events coming?
No. What time is it? We're fine. Good?
Yeah, we got about 20 minutes.
Let me just tell you something. Of course, and I don't know how this will work out, except it just makes me feel like that God hears me. But Caleb is interviewing today. He had an interview for 2 o'clock this afternoon. And... you know, and I just was praying this morning. I've been praying. My prayer for him is, I mean, there are a lot of companies out there with some really good benefits, but my prayer is that God would put him with godly men who are going to sharpen him as a man, as a Christian, as an engineer, and later as a husband and father. And and that's my, you know, that's my prayer for him. And so this morning I am praying and just in my quiet time, and I'm just praying, God, if there's somewhere other than this place that you want him to go, would you let him know, would you let them contact him before this interview ever happens? So I prayed, and I think I told you 9, but I was incorrect. So my quiet time, y'all, I get up at 5:30 and I drink coffee and I check my news and, you know, and whatever. And then I start my Devo about 6 and I read through that and read my Bible. And then I start praying. And I really was probably praying that prayer at about 6:15 this morning. At 6:25 this morning, Caleb gets an email from this other company that I have said all along, this is kind of, you know, and for an interview at 12:30 today. So it just was like,
that's crazy.
But you know,
we'll see. So, but that's still, like you said, like, you know,
he had interviews with both of them and both of them sounded very promising.
Excellent.
And
I'm so excited. You know,
very, very good. So, you know, he said one guy talked like he already had the job, you know, and I was like, yeah, but you know,
that would be so great.
Just hang on. So,
But still, it's good that it went well. And it's always good to, it's good experience. It's good, all that. But, you know, we'll see what
hopefully by the end of the week, hopefully he'll have a
job.
Wouldn't
that be great before he graduated? If
Breathe, you know?
It's such a thing. Yeah. It's kind of a big deal. So, You got to go out into real world. So,
right.
I love it. That is cool. He does listen to us and we walk by that faith. So,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's a good encouragement too for people that are walking with their kids that are graduating and whether it's high school or college and whatever. These are exciting times, but it's a lot for them to process.
Here's what I would say is, there are like this one company is a bigger than the other company. They probably have a lot more benefits. They have a lot more, but here's the thing. When you're directing your kids or they're trying to make it to all that goes into it, his ways are higher than our ways. Mm-hmm. And he sees what we don't see. And he hears conversations we don't hear. And he knows what we don't. Yep. So I'm just, leave it in the Lord's hands and let him guide that and be okay with it. So,
yeah, no, and that's really good. And also it was making me think too, like there can be more than one good option. So like, I think a lot of times I know that, I felt that way sometimes, or even when I'm with my own kids more than with myself, because I was clueless. I was like, whatever, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But you tend to get so concerned about, will they make the right choice?
Right.
Will they pick the right company? Will they pick the right school? Are they going to? And I'm like, as you get older, you realize there's a lot of times there's more than one, like God may guide you to one, and that's amazing. Yeah. And like, go with that. And if you're praying that he would lead and guide you, we're going to trust that is
right.
That is what happens when you feel a leaning towards this way or that way, because we've steeped ourselves and you've steeped yourselves in the Holy Spirit to hear him. Like you said, you're going to hear that, but not to get so caught up in the, it can be paralyzing of what if I make the wrong, and what if it's not the better? What if that one would have been better? It's like, just there can be multiple good situations.
And there are things that, and Caleb, last year, of course, we knew he was going to have to go through December, which is, just pretty typical with engineering students. And, but he back in the spring last year had to take elective class. Gosh, it's going to be a long week.
Fine. You're embalmed.
I'm embalmed.
Don't worry about it.
He had to take an elective class, and he loves the traffic engineering and all that, roads and bridges and all that. So that was an elective. Well, it coincided with this one-hour lab that he had to have. So he decided he would take that traffic engineering class because it's only offered in the spring, and he could take this one-hour lab in the summer that he would just come back here and work at his little engineering firm he's been working at, and then drive for that, that one class. And he talked to the owners and Mr. Ash said, yeah, that's fine. We'll work with you on that. That's fine. Until it was too late. And they came and said they weren't offering that 1 hour lab in the summer anymore.
Yep. There you go.
Putting him back in the spring.
Which but you messes know what? You up.
Oh, it just was he said, I've been punched in the gut. But here's the thing. Look, the timing has worked out perfectly. And where he can, move to Chattanooga with Hudson. Yep. And I mean, it's just.
It's all going to work out. And as you said, we don't know. Things, setbacks happen. Class things happen. Hudson's registry, crazy stuff happens. And it is very hard. And when, you get your heart set on something and it's harder again to see your kids suffer through it. It's much harder.
Yes.
But it's good for them. And they're learning about life, and they're learning about what to look out for and how you have to double check. They're learning a lot of lessons that just sometimes stuff happens. And you got to roll with it. And you're exactly right. It's all going to work out fine. And who knows what, not that they're being protected from some evil all the time, but you don't know.
You don't know. That's right.
Just trusting that God has the best for them. So
that's right.
Oh my word. I love it. It's just going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot this summer, Joni. We're just going to go through it. We're going to have emotions. We're just going to have, can we go to the Biltmore when we go out there this time?
Sure.
We need to do the Butler's tour. You're going to really like the Butler's tour. Okay. That's another subject. Are you ready for your recipe?
I am ready for my recipe.
Okay.
Okay. You got the Derby coming up, and I've already gone ahead and posted this on our website so that you can get ready for your Derby party this, Saturday.
Derby party. Sure.
It's time for the Run for the Roses. Kentucky Derby, you know, as you know, big traditions. You've got the mint juleps. You've got the big hats. You've got the, you know, fun dresses and all that stuff. So there is a hotel in Kentucky, in Louisville, that is famous for their hot brown sandwiches. It is a Kentucky, I mean, they came up with the recipe, and I posted it last year, the sandwich. And so this year, I have got a hot brown dip, which would be perfect for your Derby bar.
Okay.
Barbie, your Derby
Barbie party. Okay.
Again,
hot brown dip.
I'm embalmed.
She's embalmed, people. She cannot speak correctly.
And it's basically, I've already posted it, but you've got, you need to go ahead and cook bacon and chop it up, and you're going to get turkey. The recipe calls for turkey, but y'all, I'm not opposed to sticking ham in there either. But you get about 8 ounces of turkey, I guess, for true, you know, hot brown, you need turkey. And
like deli turkey or ground?
Dice it.
Deli.
You're going to dice it. Yeah. Like deli turkey.
Deli. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you've got turkey and bacon. You're going to get cherry tomatoes and half those. And then your dip, you've got sour cream and cream cheese and Monterey Jack cheese and Parmesan Romano. And you mix all that up and with some spices. You've got salt and pepper and garlic powder and paprika. And you are going to mix all that together and then come in and mix in your turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And on the time, pour it in a cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And
ooh,
then
this is about to get good. It's about to go down. She got the cast iron skillet out.
And then, okay. Then you're going to put your bacon and your tomato halves, your little cherry tomato halves on top,
okay,
and bake it.
Oh, now you got me. Now I was kind of going, how's this going to go?
Yeah.
But I forgot that it was going to be hot.
Yeah. You're going to bake it at about 425 for 20 minutes. And then if you need some browning on top, you just put, y'all, turn on that broiler for about a minute or two and just kind of let it
get
up.
All browned and bubbly. Mm-hmm.
Serve it. Get your Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds really good. That sounds.
There's your Derby dip right there for your Derby party.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. If I was going to be home, I forgot to mention, we're actually, Avery's moving this weekend. So we're heading down to move her. So I'm not going to be cooking any of that. I'm going to have to, we'll see if we can catch the race that afternoon sometime. But anyway, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. You know, I'm not organized this year. Last year I was looking at the horses and you,
I'm not there either. I have no clue. And nothing's coming up in my feed either. Like I'm not seeing anything about it in any of my feeds. Cause then I look at it and then it starts to bring me more stuff. So how dare you, Instagram? All you're showing me is facial dermaplaners and bras.
There we go. Hey, send us your horse. Who's going to win?
That's what we
need to know from you. Who's going to win your Derby?
We got to look at it and see what is going on.
No, but our other people, I mean, we can look at it. I'll look at it this weekend, but our listeners can send in their...
They can. They can root for their favorites.
Tell us who's going to win it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That'd be fun. It's always the best 2 minutes in sports.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. It's also your top three.
I know.
Top three.
I know.
And she's looking down so hard.
I've already got it. I've already got it, but I can't remember the brand name of it. Anyway, okay. So I'll start with this one is an Alpha Grillers Instant Read Thermometer for your meat.
Oh,
your meat
we need a new thermometer.
Yeah. It's really good. It's got a magnet on the back of it too. So you can just stick it on your grill.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, wherever next to your oven, whatever you've got.
What's
and
it called
it's just
again?
There.
It I know you'll link it, but.
Yeah, I will. Alpha Grillers Instant Read Meat Thermometer.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, I've got some of those meat thermometers that are Bluetoothed or whatever, you know, they're.
Those seem unreliable
and
to me.
They were not. It was not.
Yeah.
Ron way overdid my beef tenderloin. Because it kept saying it wasn't, you know, wasn't
okay.
There.
Okay. Yeah, that just seems like one one step too many, too far removed. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need it to not be so technically. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good to know, though, that you've tried those. Okay.
I found it. Here it is. It's a Mueller, a 6-quart enameled cast iron Dutch oven.
Ooh.
Yes. So we made some braised chicken in that, and it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I made a roast in it the other day. I had a tri-tip roast, and it was fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. A big old cast iron Dutch oven.
And it's bright blue. Mine's bright, but it's a beautiful blue. And yeah, I like it.
All right.
I like it. Okay. My next one is nothing you can buy. Well, I guess you could go buy the vine. All my honeysuckles are in bloom.
Oh.
And when I sit on the front porch, it all wafts around the front porch. And the smell is just the nectar of the gods.
It's one of the best smells. It, to me, is just like childhood and summer. And that's a fantastic. Ugh, I love that. I don't have any vines, so I don't have any that smell. We just have the
Well, I have these woods beside my house, you know.
I got it. The vines are what smell so good.
Yes. Yeah. It's heaven.
That is wonderful.
Thank you. Fantastic. I had my top three. You didn't think I was planned,
listen,
but I did.
You were looking down like you were a little concerned.
I couldn't remember Mueller, and I needed to remember Mueller.
I was just going off your face.
I'm embalmed.
She's not doing, I need to embalm. That's why my, all my treatments on my face to embalm.
To keep You're things get from freeze face again.
No, I'm not doing that. Gosh, but I do want to do my eyebrows again. And now I'm afraid that that caused the sensitivity too. So I don't know, you guys, it's a lot.
All right. Well.
Okay. That's it. That's all we've got today. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. Just getting ready for all the things, you know, end of schools and graduations and all the stuff that's coming up. I hope it's just fantastic and you can find time to celebrate.
Saturday, get your hats out.
Get your hats out.
It's a derby day, people.
Should I wear a hat while we move, Avery?
Yes, you should.
She would just really love that.
Big derby hat.
Big
yes, you should.
Hat. Oh, I'm not doing it.
That's right.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. See ya. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
Okay, so it's on your end because I'm like, I think we're
and it's
okay.
It's different. I mean, everybody's got different providers, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it's aliens.
It's one of them solar flyers.
It's a solar flyer. Maybe it is since the eclipse. You don't know. Has it been messed up since then?
Not that long.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm chowing on ice because that's, you know, podcast professional.
Really is. Okay, let's get going. What are we on? You want to get us in? No, you're chewing. I'll get us in. You can't talk. Okay, I got to get serious here.